Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 15th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that the U.S. Federal Trade Commission voted this week to approve a roughly $5 billion settlement with Facebook over an investigation into the tech giant's privacy violations. The vote was reportedly 3-2, with two commissioners voting against wanting stricter restrictions on Facebook. The settlement would need approval from the Justice Department before going into effect. The fine would be the largest by the federal government to levy on a tech company, exceeding Google's then-record $22 million fine in 2012. In its Q1 earnings report, Facebook reported $15.08 billion in revenue and recorded a $3 billion charge for the then-estimated FTC fine. Amazon announced the expansion of its anti-counterfeiting program, Transparency, now going to Europe, India, and Canada. Transparency launched in the U.S. in 2017, and this is the first expansion to other markets. Transparency works by allowing manufacturers to put an embedded QR code in the shape of a T on manufactured goods. Amazon scans this when shipping to ensure authenticity, and customers can scan it to verify as well, although it should be noted the customer scanning app appears to still be limited to U.S. users. Since launching, Amazon claims over 4,000 brands use Transparency, leading to the halt of over 250,000 counterfeit sales. A new report from Stream Elements found that Twitch accounted for 72.2% of live stream video views in Q2 2019, with 2.72 billion hours watched. YouTube Live came in at second with 735.5 million hours viewed. Facebook's gaming jumped to number three with 197.76 million hours. And Microsoft's Mixer service fell to number four with 112.29 million hours in the quarter. Twitch actually saw a 2% decline in overall hours viewed in the quarter. The report found 2 billion hours came from the top 5,000 channels on Twitch. Starting next week, Twitter is rolling out a new hide replies feature to users in Canada. The posts aren't removed from Twitter, just hidden from the default view. The company said it knows distracting, irrelevant, and offensive replies can derail the discussions that people want to have. We believe people should have some control over the conversations they start. Gartner and IDC both report that after more than 6 years of quarterly PC shipment declines, 2018 and 2019 both showed positive growth in Q2 after Q1 slumps. Both point to a Windows 10 refresh contributing to the 2019 gain. But IDC predicts the gain won't last, and Gartner points to a U.S.-China trade war eventually affecting the PC market, as most laptops and tablets are still manufactured in China. Google is rolling out a redesign of its news tab on desktop that more prominently highlights headlines and publishers, and a carousel that notes what people are searching for. The redesign means fewer links per page and fewer related in-depth or opinion articles appearing underneath the story. Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon 855 Plus system on a chip, which features higher clock speeds than the existing Snapdragon 855 and is targeted at gaming and VR. The 855 Plus uses the 8-core Cryo 485 CPU, now clocked up to 2.96 GHz, paired with Arduino 640 graphics that Qualcomm claims will be 15% faster than the standard 855. The SoC will only have 4G on board, so 5G will require a separate modem. The Snapdragon 855 Plus will be available in devices in the second half of 2019, with Asus already confirming it in the upcoming Republic of Gamers Phone 2. The Office of Data Protection and Information Freedom in the German state Hesse ruled that using Office 365 in schools is illegal, as the default configuration risks exposing personal information of teachers and students to U.S. officials. Hesse Data Privacy Commissioner Michael Ronnellenfeich had previously ruled that Office 365 use was allowed if all data remained in Germany, but a joint venture between Microsoft and Deutsche Telekom to provide a German-only cloud shut down in 2018. The commissioner recommended schools switch to using similar Office products with on-premises licenses. Security researchers at Comparatech claim that the education platform K12.com exposed the personal information of over 7 million students. The data includes full names, email addresses, birth dates, gender identities, schools the students were attending, and authentication keys for accessing accounts. The exposure came from a misconfigured database on K-12's Anywhere Learning System, which was open from June 23rd through July 1st. It's unknown if the database was accessed by malicious actors during that time. The Chinese AI startup Megvii announced it developed a way to biometrically identify dogs and cats by their noses. The method uses a photo of the animal's nose to locate key identifying markers, then creates a unique profile for it in a database. Megvii claims it can verify an animal's identity by photo once in the database with 95% accuracy. This isn't the first use of biometrics to identify pets. Since 2015, the app Finding Rover uses whole facial recognition to match missing pet photos to dogs in shelters. And finally, Microsoft announced it will shut down internet game services for Windows 7, Windows XP, and Windows ME, including games like Spades, Hearts, Backgammon, and MSN Go. XP and ME users will lose access to games on July 31st, 2019, while Windows 7 users have until January 22nd, 2020. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.